In the end, I would venture to say LAPD did what they could to bring this to an end in the safest manner possible. We did see a number of those pit maneuvers. There was no way to get any spike strips ahead of that vehicle in any kind of safe manner.
Boom! Crime's down, bigots. Violent crime is down. Yeah, but are you considering any of this stuff violent crime? They got dudes jumping on top of Jeeps. I don't know what the hell's going on in that situation. Naked dudes falling out of backyards, getting hit by cars, probably running away from an alleged crime, of course. And then this one, grabbing a car, a van, and just ramming it into everything that moves. And she looks like every liberal that I've ever seen in California, boys. Crazy shark eyes, AOC eyes, Captain Marvel haircut, and blood. And AIDS all over her face, allegedly, of course. But this fine specimen over here, which is going to make for a great thumbnail, was seen crazy, just driving into traffic, driving into a cop car. She sent two cops to the hospital. And she ain't even got the racism's protection. It's a white chick. Listen, I got to tell you right now, this is why I can't be a cop. If you're trying to run me over, I'm going to fucking kill you, right? Because I'm going to defend myself. I'm going to put every single round of my gun through your windshield. Of course I am. But they can't do it anymore without finding out somebody's sexual orientation or their skin color. And so they're like, oh no, please don't run me over. I'm sitting there going, oh, we're all going to die then. We're all going to die. This is Unlimited L's over here. New woman taken into custody after a wild chase. Driving against traffic. Crashing into several cars. You know, a lot of people in the 90s were all pissed off. They're like, I can't believe that these racist cops beat the hell out of Rodney King. I'm sitting there going, I'm going to allow it. He was doing 100 plus miles per hour in a Toyota Corolla through neighborhoods trying to get away from cops. God knows how many people he could have killed. And so, yeah, again, it had nothing to do with him being black, by the way. A white chick doing it? I don't give a fuck what color you are. These are fucking idiots. They go, no, you're only showing all of these crime videos because these people are black. So I'm fine with crime as long as my white people, you fucking morons. That's why you're stupid. You fucking idiots are dumb. Imagine being fine with this because the chick's white. You fucking morons. No. No, what? Fucking lefties. Idiots. The driver crashed into at least three cars and a semi-truck before she climbed out of the van, got on top of the semi-truck's hood, and then tried to get it. She tried to. Thank God she didn't get the big rig. I don't know if she'd even be able to drive it. What the fuck is that thing over here? Officers tried to perform multiple pit maneuvers. Again, this seems like you're wasting a whole lot of time. You know she's white. You can shoot her. Right? She's going to kill somebody. The suspect also crashed into patrol cars, leaving at least two officers with minor injuries. The two officers were treated at the hospital and released. And she just looks like she's on fucking bath salts. And she's yelling about the cartel. I'm in the cartel. All right, the cartel sent me down here to take care of business. And the guy goes, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. So the cops are being way patient with this chick. Then, of course, Black Twitter's going to be like, well, that's because she's white. I'm sitting there going, look at this. Who's got time for this nonsense? How many times are you going to... She's going to kill somebody. Look at this. She's on meth. Until she hit that van right there, she was doing pretty well. This is a wild chase, runs into a big rig, tries to get on the big rig, runs over some police officers. This chick fucking blitzoed. And like, oh, I don't know, crime's down. No, it's every fucking Democrat-run shithole looks like Gotham. Right? See? See? But there you have it, boys. They found the female equivalent of Joker over here. The Netflix rendition. The new. Marvel's going to buy DC. And then they'll sex swap the Joker, Maker, whatever the fuck this thing is. Right here. Look at that hair. Look, even that hair is like, this bitch is crazy. What is going on with the sideshow Bob hair over here? Elon Omar's jelly. All right, boys. Jelly. Holy fuck. What am I, 12-year-old girl in 2010? Stay away from Joe Biden. All right, guys. Thanks so much for hitting that. Thank you for everything. If you want to be kept up to date with this craziness and this mayhem, hit that subscribe button and make why. Because the salt must flow.